Good evening, y'all. You're listening to the Strange Days podcast. My name is Billy Blackman.
I'm Adam Huber. What's up, guys?
Got a good show for you today, and there's no reason not to get right into it because there's so much tremendous things to talk about in this world today. Enjoy the show. And if you do enjoy the show, I really prefer it if you were to give us a heads up on iTunes, give us a good rating. If you don't appreciate the show, I really appreciate it if you give us a good heads up on iTunes, give us a good rating, and enjoy the show.
Hit us up on Facebook. If you got any ideas, contributions, anything you just want to hear from people. We're just getting started, so we want to figure out the best way to do stuff.
Yeah, reach out. Touch somebody. We'll see you.
So Adam, have you heard about this fracking thing? This family in Mount Pleasant, PA, which is I think about an hour outside of Pittsburgh, they put a gag order on the family because they got this payout from these companies that were doing that destroy their environment with fracking. But the thing is, that's what's so crazy about this is part of the settlement is that the 7-year-old and the 10-year-old kids have a lifelong ban against speaking out against fracking.
I heard about this story, but I don't really know a lot of details.
Well, true enough, the family got a pretty substantial, payout from the companies, something like $750,000, which, I mean, that's pretty penny, I get it, but, this is unprecedented for the gag order to be placed on, kids that aren't even in, their teenage years yet, for the rest of their life, so who knows what, really long-term, shit's gonna happen to these people because of, what these companies are doing to their environment. Who knows what will come out decades later, but to say that, she put a gag order on a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old for the rest of their life, that they can't speak out against it, there's been nothing like that before.
What happens if they do?
I don't know. I imagine...
It's some kind of lawsuit, I'm sure.
I imagine it would be some sort of lawsuit.
Besides the fact of, the reasons behind them having to have this gag order, the fact that the parents have the power to agree to something that is going to affect their kids for the rest of their lives, and the kids will never have any say in this. It's really infringes on, or seems like it would infringe on, some sort of freedom of speech aspect.
Well, what gets me is that, the adults have, the parents. Like, they can say, okay, part of our settlement, because of you destroying our environment and poisoning our well water and making us move from our hometown of Mount Pleasant, PA, to wherever it is. They moved out of town. They, relocated.
Okay.
Part of the settlement is, for us not to, bring this up in the future. I get that, It's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
$750,000. But for it to trickle down to not only them, but to people... two humans that aren't of age to make that decision for themselves.
Right, and I understand, the parents have, power of attorney for their children, when they're minors, but I did not know that could impact a decision have power over could impact a kid for the rest of their lives. After they're 18, don't they have their own abilities to say whatever they want, but apparently not now.
Well, that's why this is so unprecedented.
Yeah. Has there ever been anything like this before?
Definitely not in this sort of industry.
Uh-huh.
But from what I understand, this is the first time for something to trickle down to, to kids that are not of age. Especially if something as substantial as for the rest of their life.
Right. What if, like you said, there's a lot of things about fracking that we don't know about. What if, 10 years down the line, when these kids are of age, and they get some sort of weird cancer, then...
it's their ass.
Yeah, basically.
They've already been paid out.
Yeah. And, like you said, that's a lot of money, but, the implications that went along with it were very serious. And, that's... in the scheme of things, that's not that much money, for a lifetime. And what position were these people put in by these companies? They were already obviously, if they're in a position to take that kind of money, probably not that well off, and weren't helped really by these companies that, you know, just came in and, you know, pushed everybody out, basically.
Right. And the payout, I feel, is appropriate enough for the parent, for the adults in that situation. But it doesn't seem right to make a judgment for somebody as substantial as that for the rest of their life. And to be able to make that decision, like who are they to make that decision?
And, you know, what does that say? Like, the fact that they want to have that gag order there, like, you must not feel too confident about the safety of this if you are, you know, there's, they can't say
anything. It really is saying something that that it is a lifelong ban. That's saying that, you know, we acknowledge, it's pretty much saying that they acknowledge that there is some shit that could, you know, crop up later on down the road. Or even if it's not saying that necessarily, it's definitely holding their ass, you know, taking it out of the fire, in a manner of speaking, in case something does come up. Which is, I mean, a scary prospect. Well, especially because these companies are doing it all over the fucking place.
Well, and it just epitomizes why they're able to get away with it, because money talks.
Right.
You know? These people were a small, you know, that's small potatoes for them. Like, you know, compared to what their, you know, state governments are getting for, you know, allowing companies to frack, or what they're able to charge them, you know.
It's funny you should say that, the money talks, because a president and CEO of one of these companies, I don't recall what his name was, but him and the rest of the community that he lives in are actually petitioning to not have fracking, like another company setting up like in their neighborhood, and they're actually petitioning to not have it set up.
Yeah, right there, like oh,
over his like $30 billion estate.
Well, not in my backyard. Yeah. No.
Right.
Yeah, and
if it's in Baltimore, if it's in, you know, Pennsylvania, that's great. No, I don't want it next to my ranch.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I go. That's where I ride my horses.
Yeah. Do you know what happens to the water? No, I can't give that water to my horses.
No, the water's fine. But I prefer you don't do it in my backyard.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, you know, we do need alternative fuel sources, but, you know, a lot of these things we just rush through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there, people say, oh, there's nothing's been proven. Well, they used to think cigarettes were safe, too.
Doctor prescribed.
Yeah. So, you know, and we know that the research isn't there. And we think we would be wise enough now, you know, given all the mistakes like that we've made, to actually do the research. But no, like, you know, where the money is, and, you know, these people aren't looking at the long term. Mm-hmm. You know, they really don't care.
The money does really move it. Just like it's moving, like, electronic cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're banning them in California now?
I heard they already banned them in New York.
Is it in public places, or... I think it's just in public places. But still, I mean, that's just... It's fuckery, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I see someone smoking an electronic cigarette, it's not really my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I don't smoke at all, and I just think it looks kind of silly. But to each their own. It doesn't affect me at all.
Right. And I do smoke cigarettes, and I don't mind going outside. I mean, that, you know, secondhand smoke is proven to be dangerous, but this is not vapor.
Right.
I mean, this is vapor. It's not,
you know, it's total fuckery. And it just, it stinks of big business losing, like the tobacco companies losing their profit margins and, you know, taking a cut because of something that I think is a natural progression of the smoking situation, you know.
Well, just, you know, it shows you the, like, again, back to the money, like the power of lobbies, like two of the most powerful lobbies in the country, you know, oil and gas, tobacco.
And alcohol.
You know? And you know, they've, you know, they generate so much money, they're able to, you know, get away with a lot.
Right.
So...
But yeah, the yeah, what else is going on in the world?
I don't know. I just had to do my taxes. That's one thing I have.
It's almost tax day.
It is almost tax day, and I was doing it today, and it's the first time I've ever done it myself. Like, I've usually just taken it. Well, a couple years when I was in college, I worked under the table, which was fucking fantastic. Just no, none of that paperwork bullshit. And last year I took it to somebody, you know, 60
right.
bucks or like, all right, you know, I'm like, I don't really feel like doing that. I know you can file, you know, at least your federal one for free. State can't be that much. All right. So I go to do it. And, you know, I've had this, you know, this W-2 from work for months. It's the first time I've opened it, you know, and it's due in, you know, 4 days. But I'm just looking at this, like, overwhelmed, like, what the hell does any of this
mean? There's a lot of numbers on that page, man.
A lot of numbers, codes, you know, and then you got to flip it over to find what those codes mean. And then when you find out what those codes mean, they use a bunch of words that you don't use on a regular basis. And it just seems like it should be a lot simpler.
Well, it's purposely panned out that way.
I feel government like it is set up
in our modern age to be so technical and complex that the average person like you and myself aren't really supposed to, you know, deal with that shit.
Right.
So that's why they're able to push things through without, you know, people going through the effort of, you know, going through hundreds of, you know, pages of report or whatever it is, setting up maybe like a new law or something.
Right.
That's why they pay lawyers and that sort of thing such exuberant amounts of money, because that's what they do and that's what they specialize in. And it really set up this system that is unapproachable by so much of the population that we feel removed from it.
I do. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I have a college degree. Like, I am an intelligent person. Like, this does not seem like this should be something that is that difficult. And I know there's people that, like, are, you know, are just didn't have the same opportunities, you know, for education and stuff that I did or whatever, that
sure.
are going to have an even harder time with it. And, you know, there's things, you know, you can save money, like, you know, itemizing, like, whatever the hell that is. But, you know, they don't make it easy, you know. And I'm sure I could have saved a little bit more money on mine. But, you know, it's not worth the aggravation just to get the things done that I needed to do. Like, the bare minimum was just, I'm having to go look things up. And, you know, I'm like, I flipped this one thing back and forth, like, because I wasn't sure, like, because I'm doing it online, so there's options you click. And I kept rereading it and, like, reading it one way and reading it another way, just confusing the shit out of myself. And, you know, it's just like, for what? I thought they were just taking the money out. Like, it should be a lot simpler now. I don't know.
Right.
It's
the problem is it's so unapproachable. And there has to be an easier way to get through this sort of thing besides just this, like, old decrepit system.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense to us.
I mean, it's great that you can go and do it online and I don't have to, you know, add a bunch of things up. But I'm also thinking about people who have, you know, property,
sure.
children, donating to charities, if you bought a car, if you travel for your work, if you moved for a job, like, there's so many things to, you know, add and subtract, and it's, you know, and then you see where the money's actually going. Like how are we so broke then?
To be perfectly honest, tax season is the season I like to date intelligent women because they usually take care of this shit. Most women I date are more intelligent than me, if we're being honest.
That's not saying much, though.
Yeah. You know who's back in town?
Who?
Our boy Snowden, he's back in the U.S.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Took a plane trip back.
Where did he fly into?
Was it Texas? I don't remember exactly where it was when I read the report. I know he's back in town. You know, he's pretty much saying, you know, the government would really have to be tripping on their own dick to snatch him up and put him, you know, through interrogation at this point.
You think so? Because
I don't know, man. He's pretty much in the spotlight, and for them to do that would be, I feel like, a huge misstep. And apparently that's the case because, I mean, he's back in, you know, hanging out with his boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's back around, and I think he's getting an award from, don't recall what the agency is. It's a reporting agency, and he's getting an award for, you know, what he did to expose that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
For those of you who don't know, Snowden was the gentleman that first reported the breaking news back in June of, you know, the NSA really overstepping their bounds. And, well, for some people say overstepping their bounds, that's absolutely my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of the unconstitutional searches and seizures of you know, information to be held on at a later date. Silly stuff, but, you know, he's back in town, and I'm hoping that, you know...
From Russia.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did I say Snowden? Who's the journalist?
Well, Snowden was the NSA employee.
Oh, I apologize.
Were you thinking of Julian Assange?
Not Assange. I'm going to have to take a look at this. No, the boy that was the first reported it, that Snowden leaked it to.
Oh, I forget that guy's name. I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah?
But, well, so where was he? So, yeah, Snowden, I don't think he can come back.
Man. Oh,
yeah. Oh, no, yeah, Glenn Greenwald, that's right.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Snowden ain't coming back. He's
he ain't coming back.
Well-suited with those Eastern European women.
No,
I believe Putin's hooking him up. There's no doubt
his wife came with him.
Yeah?
Yeah, his wife came with him. They lived
the Hawaiian chick.
They lived in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He had a cush-ass job for the NSA with no college degree. He was a high school dropout.
Yeah.
And he's got this cush-ass job for the NSA, you know, wife in Hawaii, like pretty dope life for someone who didn't even graduate high school. And he, from what you know,
decent
just
figures.
Seeing what he saw, you know, he like weighed his options and he knew what would happen if he leaked this story. And
that man,
he's definitely not.
Is a modern day Paul Revere, and it's really asinine that he's been labeled as and really excommunicated from his homeland, which he really felt.
Yeah,
I don't know what he felt, but. In my opinion, I think what he felt was that what the government was doing is unconstitutional.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody will argue that, besides maybe the government.
Yeah.
And he's a real patriot to bring that, to really sacrifice his entire life for that. And to be excommunicated.
Some people say their argument against him being called a patriot is, I think, mostly related to a national security standpoint of it, you know, because... You know, knowing that this, you know, shit's going on and letting it out is going to, you know, piss a lot of other countries off because we were spying on other countries as well as our own citizens.
Sure.
But I think if you feel that way, then you really kind of forgot what this country was based on. And it's been fading from what it was, you know,
right.
for a long time. But, you know, like this dude felt it was actually getting out of hand and, you know... You know, people's definition of the word has been perverted, just like you know the country has. But I think most people are probably on his side.
I don't know, to pull the curtain on your own government because what you feel is what they're doing is wrong, and what you're exposing happens to include that we're spying on other countries. I could see why they wouldn't like us doing that, but shit, man, it's not what we believe we should be. As a citizen, I believe we should be doing for
right.
national security.
And I think, like you said, like a patriot is someone who makes a sacrifice. And you know, like
sure.
he waited for a while after this stuff came out, and he was leaking it anonymously to Glenn Greenwald for a while, and then he came out with it, and you know, waited for the response, and they call him a fucking spy. So
that's wacky stuff.
He had to split, and to have to split to. It's so ironic that he ended up in Russia.
Right.
Because a lot of people didn't really want to take him right away.
Right.
I think if they knew that we were spying, how many countries we were spying on, then maybe Germany or France would have taken him. But...
I don't think they want the political entanglement that they would get in to accept that political refugee, really.
And Russia would love that, you know, which is why they jumped at the chance. But it's funny because we look at them as like an ultimate repressor. And, you know, they're a little more forward about it than we are. But, you know, see, looking at this situation, it doesn't seem like we're that far off from something like a Pussy Riot, you know, situation where they sent those girls to the gulags, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're out now, but, you know, they came down on them for something a lot less serious than what this dude did.
Hooliganism.
Yeah,
what
hooliganism.
They were officially charged with.
Yeah, and that'll put you in the gulags.
Right.
You know,
for playing music on the front steps of some church.
And protesting against, you know, a government that is generally viewed as somewhat repressive. Especially with
sexuality.
Speech.
Like, you know, they're really for women's rights and that sort of thing. And homosexuality.
Yeah, and they're very not cool with that in Russia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are allowed to speak out with things like that now. But if this guy is speaking out about every single person's freedom in this country, every single person, this implicates everybody, and you want to throw him in jail?
What I think is more infuriating that the government's actually doing this sort of thing is that I walk down the street, nobody really seems to give a shit.
A lot of people don't even really know.
I don't appreciate the argument that if you have nothing to hide, then why should you worry? That's not what it's all about, man.
Yeah, that's the principle. And everybody's got something.
Right.
You know, like, and it may not mean you're a bad person, but, you know, people are silly and will judge you for certain things. And, you know, certain things just don't have to be out. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, obviously, I'm for
a lot of personal life that should be stayed in as your personal life, that shouldn't be exposed. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing necessarily embarrassing about these different things, but could be harmful if it was exposed to, say, I don't know, if you had like a political career,
yeah,
or any sort of thing. And it shouldn't be up to the government to just pick through your shit and store it as metadata in case something comes up later.
In case, that's the creepy part. It's real creepy. Oh no. Well, I mean, if you didn't do anything, then you don't have anything to worry about. But just in case, we're gonna keep it. But you're a good citizen, right? So you don't have anything to worry about. So why should you have a problem?
Sounds like some Gestapo shit.
Sounds like some Big Brother Gestapo shit. And like you said, you know, people are pretty ignorant of it. And you know, it sounds like a real hippie sort of thing to say, like, you know, they're polluting your minds with like things like the Kardashians and blah blah blah, like,
right.
It is kind of true, because a lot of people do care a lot more about that, you know. Even print media, I'll bet you, like, people in Us Weekly sell more copies than fucking Time,
sure,
you know, at the grocery store, at the, you know, the,
like, oh, when
you're
checking madness out. I would be surprised if that old family or fucking government spies just
yeah, they're working for them. They're actually super, super smart.
U.S. government agents.
They're actually, like, you know, like, trained in, like, secret bases. Like, they're, like, some Bournes.
Right.
You know.
Kim Kardashian's actually an android with a big android booty.
Like, yeah, you think this is natural? No. Right. No, she's a robot. She doesn't hypnotize you.
When the cameras go off and a giant antenna comes out of her booty and just sends radio waves to the rest of the United States, warping our minds.
And say it draws in the attention.
Snowden's in Russia, having a good time. Glenn Greenwald came back to the States.
You know, where was he at? Is he in
South America, maybe?
South America.
I think he lived in Rio.
Okay.
With his boy.
Is that I know I think Assange, WikiLeaks guy, is in, I think, Ecuador. Oh. Yeah, because South America isn't exactly, you know, lovey-dovey all the time with the States either. So I'm not super
surprised.
You're
talking to, yeah, what state, nation you're actually speaking with, but
Well, Brazil got pissed because we were spying on them.
Oh yeah,
that was one of the big ones.
I don't want to hear another speech from Obama until it starts with, "This is how we're going to dismantle the NSA," or at least tone shit down, man. I don't understand why they can't just, you know, admit these things that they're doing, and like, the public opinion would chill out, I think, for a great deal if they would just come out and be like, all right, you know what we did? We did out of fear after 9/11. We kind of went a little haywire, a little overboard. We're going to throw the reins on it, and these are the changes we're going to make.
Yeah, but they're so defiant about it. You know,
there's not even a problem these dudes.
I don't remember one of the first speeches that he came out with after the Snowden thing, when that was a news story. I think he was actually in Germany, and he was. It was kind of creepy, but I think I don't remember the exact speech, but the overall vibe was just kind of like, it was very just Big Brother-y, you know.
Right.
And you know, like, kind of like people. You know, kind of like saying, like, you know, if you're not cool with this, well, you know, be prepared to, you know, like, be dealing with us, you know. Like, it was very defiant from the get-go. And then, you know, once you saw, like, there was, you know, some ruckus about it made, you know, when it was still new, he came out and said, okay, we're gonna keep collecting the metadata and all that stuff, but we're just gonna let the cell phone companies be in charge of it. Well, how is that any better? I mean, all you're saying is you're just subcontracting it to them.
So now some dickhead over in Virginia sitting behind a desk working for AT&T is sifting through my shit.
Right.
I don't know, man.
I mean, is that worse than the government? And I guess it is even worse because that's one more person that can get to it. And then they can get that information, the government can, whenever they want to.
Right.
So we're not collecting it on a day-to-day basis anymore. But if we want to fuck with you,
wait till you trip up on something.
Yeah.
And they go through the file and say, hey, Adam Huber, what do we got on Adam Huber? And they sit through your shit and what do they find? I don't know what they find, but just have that option, and that's how justice is leaning towards now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's silliness.
I mean, there may be things that you never even thought would be an implication of anything, you know?
Right.
You just said in passing that could come back, you know? And sometimes, and I just don't like it. And I'm just really shocked at, you know, the lack of outrage, you know, a lasting outrage. And I think they kind of counted on that.
Well, they have all these ways to keep a sheeple in line. I think really it takes more than just me and you talking about it or whoever listening to it and thinking about it and being outraged. The public opinion has to, you know, come out and make changes themselves. Obama can only do so much, you know. If this was, like, we need to speak up for ourselves, really, as well. We can't just expect him to, you know, be able to flip the entire government. He's only one guy.
Yeah, no, and I think he had good intentions, and I really believe that this program was already well underway before he came into office.
Sure.
I mean, I think he probably could have done more to shut it down too, but you know, it seems like after being in for a while, you know, presidents kind of realize that themselves, like,
right,
shit, like,
he can only do so much.
Yeah.
You know, like what's going on in Guantanamo Bay? I mean, does he have the power to unplug the entire situation? I don't know. He's got a lot of constituents he has to please. There's only so much that one person can do.
And
as a figurehead, it's easy to, you know, draw an X over his over a picture you have of him and be like, this is the reason all we have these many problems.
Right.
But it really takes the masses to get up and stand up and say, this is the problem we have. You really seen it in that Syria bullshit. What was it, last summer? When they, you know,
like showed, we're gonna go the in.
Government showed intentions going in.
Yeah.
And the public outcry. Man, they shut that shit down.
Well, yeah, because they found out John Kerry was lying, too, and showing, you know, footage to... He's like, this is why we have precedent to go in, and the footage was from, like, a couple years ago or something, and it was, I don't even know if it was in Syria, but it was, like, there was just demonstrating the chemical weapons that we said that they were using that we weren't really sure of. But, you know, and there was, like, a big public outcry, but I thought this NSA thing was going to be that. I mean, you know, you saw it a little bit with the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Sure.
That kind of faded, you know, and... So I think the government, you know, kind of counts on this.
Sure.
You know, it's going to be a shitstorm for a while, but it'll die down, and we'll be able to, you know, go back to, you know, business as usual.
Eventually, people are going to have to stop giving a shit and remember that, you know, man, The Walking Dead season finale is coming up.
Right.
Watch that.
Game of Thrones starts, though. Man,
Game of Thrones did start. I know what I'm doing Sunday night, and it's not... giving a shit about my government.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go read. It's so easy now too to get the information, you know. And a lot of the people who are, you know, I mean, I don't know how much. I'm still in conflict on how much I think voting really matters, but if it does matter at all, it's not mostly young people that are doing it. People who are getting their, you know, news from alternative sources. You know, the older population, who's got money too, who donates to the campaigns, who these, you know, these people have to please, you know, who are running, you know, they're getting their news from these old fashioned sources who benefit from, you know, what the government was doing and, you know, fear mongering.
How much does voting really count when your choice is Obama and some Mormon ex-Mexican first-generation fuckhead?
Yeah.
Good Lord, man. What choices do you really have?
I mean, and it's interesting to see, like, I've often thought, like, how much different would it really have been if Romney would have gotten to office? The healthcare thing would have been different for sure. I don't know. I don't really know what his policy on the Middle East, like wars and our troops over there were. But, you know, the NSA thing would have, I feel like, still come out. You know, that's something.
That ball was already rolling at that point.
You know, so it's interesting to see. It would be interesting to see how he would have handled it, you know, or how much different it would have been. Or
maybe choice would have been in jeopardy.
Yeah.
I feel.
Oh, that's for sure.
How can you be that one-dimensional about something like that, whether it's against your religion or not?
Well, who was it that said...
This isn't the United States of, like, the Mormon.
I mean, at least, like Joe Biden, like, Obama's vice president, he's Catholic.
Sure.
But he's pro-choice because he's like, you know, my religion is for me and my house and my family.
I can appreciate that.
You know.
And that's the outlook that I would learn to expect or want to expect.
Well, that's why
a politician.
That's why I think a lot of people just, you know, like they know they're both shitheads and they're pretty much all the same, so it comes down to things like that. Like,
well, a problem for a politician is when you are riding on the shoulders of, you know, these religious contributions and that sort of thing, you gotta take that kind of stance.
Yeah. Oh, and those people give money, man. Which, I mean, you know,
which if they really want to make a change, they're going about it all wrong.
Oh.
He should have just kept his mouth shut about all that bullshit and then just, you know,
yeah,
did the politician thing, be sneaky later on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you do it.
Yeah, man. They don't make them like they used to.
Yeah.
Like Nixon. Some of the shit that Nixon said that came out later.
Right.
Like, man, he was a hateful son of a bitch. You know, and racist and homophobic.
How anti was he on marijuana?
Oh, my God.
As it turns out, marijuana might just be the most destructive drug on the planet. This dude is so insane.
Yeah.
Like, what? Is that really how you feel? Come on, man.
Meanwhile, he was a fucking crook.
Knock it off, dude.
He was a crook. I don't know. If Hunter S. Thompson doesn't like him, I don't like him.
Right.
That's good enough for me.
Let's see Bogart Hunter. Could talk about some other shit I don't like. Let's get a little local now. Did you hear about how they're banning, you know, all alcoholic beverages in Washington Park?
Mm-hmm.
That's a step away from Denver City Parks.
Yeah.
So what they're, for those of you that don't know, what they're doing is banning for 12 months, like a trial period, a probation period for this effect, to go into, you know, permanent legislature to really see... What they say is we want to see if this is, you know, something we want to do in the future, but it's really a sneaky way to just slide in new law and make it look like they're being thoughtful about doing it.
Because I think it stems from them wanting to clean up the park, basically, right?
Oh yeah, people are having fun down there.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
Right, and Washington Park is, you know, one of those neighborhoods. It's a little more. A little more family oriented, a little more money
than
certain areas in Denver.
It can be a shit show down there.
Oh, you know, I've been there. Yeah.
So what they're doing straight from, what is the 3.2 beer?
Uh-huh.
Whatever it is.
Which is legal in the parks.
Which is legal. They're going right to just mixing alcohol in general. And what the concern is for people involved and people that this affect is that, you know, this is just a stepping stone away from being Denver City Parks, which is a big deal.
It's strange that they're separate from Denver City Parks.
I'm not sure if it is or if it. I think it's technically at Denver City Park, but they're
Adding the trial
legislation
one,
to Wash Park,
which is going to be the trial one.
Perhaps that's what the concern is.
Now, when does that go into effect?
I'm sure
just for summer. I'm sure it'll be right on time. Just as it's getting nice.
I don't know if it's going to affect now because there was a meeting last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
The people were urged to attend. But if this is something you don't really want to see, we're going to put a link up on our website for people to kind of follow through. But the idea is spread the word because, you know, this isn't something that, you know, myself, I feel is necessary. And if you want to get involved and try to, you know, put a stop to this, to nip it in the bud right now, we're going to put links up on our website
to follow through, but spread the word too as well. You know, talk to your people, have them people talk to their people, and we'll see if we can maybe get our opinion out there.
Or if you hate beer, I guess you're entitled to your opinion too.
Yeah, man, bring your bag.
I'm all about free speech. I mean, if you really don't want us to drink beer in the park, but I don't know.
Might I also take this opportunity to include bag wine? That's box wine that comes from the bag, out of the box. Yeah, that's not allowed either. So take that for what it is.
And this could be an example of how people can actually come together, like we were talking about. You know, it happens, you know, it can be more powerful on a smaller scale when we were talking about something like the NSA really not, like the NSA spying really not taking as big of an effect in the general consensus as we thought it would. You know, I've already heard people talking about this, like at work yesterday. You
right.
know? It's starting to gain a little momentum, and, you know, there's a certain alderman who is, you know, trying to get this thing through, and his name slips me right now, but we're going to put that up with the link too.
Sure.
But, you know, people are, like, you know, remembering this guy's name now. So I think, you know, if we can actually show that, you know, coming together can get some done.
Well, it's all about getting your opinion out there as well. So I'm fully appreciative of that sort of situation. I feel like just championing this cause, like, we should be getting some medals, like some Tom Cruise Scientology-style medals. Have you seen the images of him getting that medal? That's like,
it's pretty badass.
It's like a frisbee. I'm not sure what it says on there, but there's probably pictures of flying saucers. It's pretty sweet.
Thetans.
Yeah.
There's Thetans on there. We'll post a picture of that too.
Yeah.
You got to see that. Tom Cruise, my hero. I'm so proud of him.
Scientology, man. And he's standing up there. He looks, because he's got his arms on the podium. He's just a second away from like sticking his finger at the camera. I'm telling you exactly how proud he is to accept that medal. I'm not even sure what it's for.
It's just for being awesome.
It's for being the, I don't know, he probably sold the most brownies that week.
I'm surprised he didn't fall over.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty tiny.
In a fit.
That top heavy medal. Yeah. I don't know.
Do they still make phone books?
What books?
Phone books.
Film?
Phone books like...
Oh, phone books.
With, like, phone numbers and stuff.
Yeah, what are you going to beat people up with? Of course they still make them.
What's it going to stand on if they don't?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Apple boxes.
I bet he shows up with his own podium. He has it custom made.
Custom made.
Yeah.
Not too tall so people will notice, but not too short and be like, ooh, Tom.
Something nice. Something real nice. So, yeah, we'll put that picture up there as well.
And if there's anything you guys want to hear us talking about, local, you know, especially we want to, like, you know, start talking about more local topics, but anything really, or, you know, if you want to come join us, you know, hit us up.
Absolutely.
Twitter,
reach
Facebook.
Out. You can reach us at Strange Days on the Facebook.
The
powerful Facebook.
They dropped the V.
Is that right?
About 7 years ago.
Man, that was a mistake.
Didn't you see the movie?
No, I didn't know you can watch movies on Facebook. I'll check it out. We'll put links to the Facebook movie on Facebook.
That was
bad. You can reach us on Twitter at StrangePod. Feel free to chime in. You know, if there's something you want to talk about, you can post it up. If you want to come in and talk to us about something, you know, you can come in and tell us about your 17 cats. We're cat people. We'll listen to your cat stories.
Oh, we're very kitty friendly.
You can reach us on Twitter. That's at StrangePod. Thanks for listening. That is our show today. You fuckos have a good weekend, and we will see you next week.
Bye.